Whoa. That full screen. Volume on because we cannot hear it.
What did I miss?
Not much.
We're finished.
We're finished?
No, he just came in right now.
Must be on you. Who's calling us on?
Rabbi Gruber, you're on mute.
Oh. Oh. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Shalom, how are you? How's I'm doing? How's the Lima going?
It's a little hard.
Why? Because everything's off the page? Why?
Yeah.
It's true. Long misyosefs and long smas.
Yeah. There's a lot I hear. But it's a geschmack Lima, you know? Where are you holding? Where's I'm holding?
We're in the middle of Sif Hay.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna start off. There's still plenty to speak about, but we're gonna push that away for now. And we'll start with Dogim Yavi Siaro. And there's so many different parts of the sugya. So many different parts.
What are you gonna talk about?
I'm going to start off with Dogim, the Shani Dogim, the RVC arrow. You're the omnis, we're going to say for, I guess, later. We're not even into that yet, fully. But, so, okay, so I'll start off first with, just as Agdoma, I'll start off with this shy like this. It's just to get in, just to get into it a little bit. This is really on the Mem Pacharor, but just to get into, to lead up to Dogim, the RVC arrow. Okay, this is a problem over here, and that takes place in Lakewood by the yeshiva, and I saw it by myself. I was moving base iron once, trying to look for parking there, and everyone wants a spot closest to yeshiva as possible, all right? So everyone, you know, whatever. Then it's at around 5 o'clock, where base iron is, there's a store. It's called Aisle 9 on the corner, and a goyim that work in the store over there, so they park along the side. You know, on yeshiva's block, and around like 5, you know, 10 to 5, 5, they leave. So a lot of guys that come to Second Seder around then, so they like wait, around till the goyim, and then you see them, especially during the winter, you see they come to turn on their car from the store, and then when the car warms up, at like 5 o'clock, they leave. So there's like a whole, you know, like train of cars, like waiting for these goyim to leave. Anyways, once it happened like this, once there was a guy that was sitting there waiting, was waiting behind this Mexican there that was doing was about to leave, but he was blocking traffic. There's no room really there. You have to. You don't know. It's not easy. So there was this guy who was blocking traffic, and people were honking him, but he wanted his spot. So he was forced to go around the block. He was forced to move. He couldn't stay there. Was forced to move, and he had to go around the block, and he came back, and he saw some other guy coming to take his spot. So he said, "What's going on? Hey, 1 second," he says. "Yeah, this is my spot. I waited 10 minutes for this spot. I was waiting until the guy, for the Mexican to leave. I was waiting 10 minutes for the spot. This is my spot." So, you know, the guy said, "Goodbye. All right, no problem. Take your spot. He's not going to put up a false spot." Right. Shaila is there a shaila of only mahapach b'charora on parking spots? Is that a shaila of mahapach b'charora? Is the guy right to kick him out and say, I would be mahapach in this spot first? So the first thing that comes to mind is they're going to say it's a metziah, right? What do you mean? Everyone wants a spot next to yeshiva. It's a metziah, especially when it's raining. When it's raining, you know, whatever, and who has an umbrella? That's a, right, you want to say it's a metziah, but the emes is it's not a metziah, right? Well, that's not the gad's metziah. Metziah has to be even by mekhel memke has to be a zoil, has to be a real metziah. It's just a metziah. So is there a shy of only macharor on this? If it's not a metziah, so the should be a problem. Only macharor, the first guy was going after it, so chayyim should be entitled. He was sitting there waiting. For them, it's a mistake. There's no problem on the Macharor. And the reason for this is like this, is because the Ramban, right, Rashi holds that by Metziah Vafke, there is a problem on the Macharor. Correct, Rabbi Natama Rashi from the Mishnah of Pei. That he went, he was Nafal Pei on the Aloch, is Mavirinois Mimen. Zokar Ben Natam, you see over here, since it's Hefke, it was a Metziah Vafke, so you see there's no only Mapak Macharor by Metziah Vafke. So, Zokter and Ban, how does the Ramban answer up Rashi? He says, no shaykhis. Peyo, how come hapkin acharei? Everybody was being mapach after it. So it's not, there's no riot that there's no on the mapach acharei by Mitzvah after. The reason why by Peyo, there was a problem, there was Mavir Noise Amen, is because even though he was being mapach after, but everybody was being mapach after. So, we could say, well, I didn't buy a parking spot. Everybody's running after the parking spot. No matter what, whether it's going shopping in a shopping center or it's by yeshiva, wherever it is, everyone is going at the same time. The whole world is traveling. The whole world is shopping. The whole world is going to wherever they're going. Everybody wants the spots. So everyone's being mapich after the spot. So according to this forward Ramban, there's no problem on the map.
Over there, it's the same pair that everybody's looking for. Here, everybody's looking for parking spots, but not that specific one.
Everyone's looking for the best spot that they can get. Everyone wants the best spot. If the best is taken, everyone.
Nobody else was waiting 10 minutes for that specific spot.
So he was waiting longer than other people. One second. You're right. He waited longer. But 1 second. Everyone coming to yeshiva is trying to get the best spot he can. If not the second, if not the third. Same thing by shopping plazas, whatever. Everyone's trying to get the best. If not, you go for the second. If not, you go for the third. Now, the question is, clear, this guy was first. He was waiting first. So is waiting first considered a mahapach first? So let's see. So for first of all, the base of fright.
It says Mavir Nois Amenu.
Right. So you see, clearly not. Well, maybe he started first. Maybe that guy started first. He was walking too slow. Maybe the guy that was blind, he couldn't walk as fast. They had a race, and he jumped on it. Maybe I'm saying if you want to bring a riot from there, I'm asking the riot. But if Yeshu Baden Lachet will say the one thing Mavir Nois Amenu was the guy that's behind, he was really started first, maybe. But it's not like that. Of course, it's definitely not like that. Now, I'm just doing to have him off in the Makor. The Beis Ephraim brings this in. He says, we start off with a whole studio of Umber Avuno, Bar Mavo, right? That one guy puts his reicha on one side of the block and comes along another barbavo and he wants to put his reicha on the other side of the block. So there's a whole sig of yerglum neschaver. Machoikas Rav Huna brei the Mishua. Zok the Beis Ephraim. Forget about the sig of yerglum. What happened to the problem of Alim Apik Bechavar? The first guy he made his first store. He was mapping all the customers. Comes along a second guy, he's on the map of Bechoror, in the Kerosha. Why are we discussing the Sug of Yer Lumnis? The first thing we should be discussing, if he's considered on the map of Bechoror, Zokta Beis Ephraim, that based on the Ramban, there's no Shaykh, it's not Shaykh to say he's on the map of Bechoror. Why? Because Hakom Hapchen, everyone's open, everyone in the world is trying to open a businesses. Everyone wants to open up a store. This guy was first. Zokta Beis Ephraim, the fact that you're first doesn't make you doesn't give you the schos to have the din only map b'charor that ba'ach of anotla is nikar rosh. No, everyone is trying to do it. Maybe some people are slower, some people are quicker. It doesn't make no difference. From the beginning, everyone's been ma'apach in this, and just because you are mocked in before somebody else, you do not have a din of only map b'charor.
Isn't the pashtus that there's no ma'apach by customers? This isn't something that I got it first. It's people with das that get to choose where they're going to shop. You're not mahapich on what? You're mahapich
okay.
On what?
So we'll see that's a big machlokes, and we're going to get to that. No, that's not simple at all. Let's see.
And there's a piece of gum. Okay, but even so, I mean, like, there's so many things lacking here.
There's a question of what? How do you have a piece of gum by Mitzia by something you don't pay?
You don't need piece of gum. Okay, so we're going to get to that also. We're going to talk about all of this, Beis Hashem.
By the dagim, don't we see that the first person does come first?
The what?
By the fisherman. We see that the first person does get first.
Right.
So it's not different than the Bala Rechaim who came first and opened up a business. and has other customers. It's not different than the fish.
There you're getting fish. Customers have a das of their own. They choose for the shop. Fish doesn't have cash.
That's a different taina. But assuming that that taina is not a taina, so then this should be anyways not good.
Okay, so let's see. You're all bringing up very good points, and Bez Hashem, hopefully, we'll clarify everyone's svar and see when their svar is applied. And when it's the thing, everybody's right what they say.
He's doing it illegally. In this case, he's doing it illegally. He's been goizel the rabbin by stopping the traffic. So therefore, he's going to Irani. I'm not the
Harar. I hear what he's saying. It's true. He deserves some pressure.
I don't really believe in this, but I think it's
true. I hear. But let's say he did it in life and happen. Let's say he did it by fanatic. Okay, so now the question is does Rabbeinu Tam chayuk with this far? Because Rabbeinu Tam does bring a raya from Peyo. I'm gonna get to everyone's fars. I'm just moving going in bad drug. So does Rabbeinu Tam chayuk on this far? Because Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from Peyo.
What? Which far? The Rabban's
Tam. They're in Ban's far. They're in Ban's far. Come happen. Because Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from Peyo. If you say the Ramban Svaros, so then what's the Rabbeinu Tam's raya? So the Chassam Sofer in Shuvis, in Ayin Tes, he says that Betzem, the Rabbeinu Tam is masking completely to Ramban Svaros, that there's no Ma'apach B'charor, Wa'akom Ma'apach Nacharel. Just in that case, we're talking about Peyo, and we pass in a Dawad Amish Adam Akoin Nisloi. So really, the second that guy comes into his Dawad Amish, he's really zeichen ready. So the second he reaches into the Dawud Amis, everyone else has to ready fall away. Because Dawud Amis is a kind of. This guy that wasn't kind of a Dawud Amis because he was not full aware, like Gemara says. So if he's not full aware, so he's not kind of with the Dawud Amis because he was loin nichale and he fell in it. So in the end, he had to pick it up. So that's why it became the shmuz of Onim Ap Harora, someone technically could have taken it away from him. But Mitzad, the din of only map of Charor that everyone's mapping Acharel. Zotech Sam Sofer. Sam Sofer says this in Rabbeinu Tam. Zotech Sam Sofer, there's no, it's not, once he reaches the Dawud Amis, it's not considered a Kom Hapkin Acharel anymore. That's what Sam Sofer says. So it comes out, everyone agrees to this form, Kom Hapkin Acharel. If so, if that's the case, you agree? You mask him? Rabbi Yaakov, you mask him?
I don't get the raya that you just said that if you get within Dawud Amos, then what would Rabbeinu Tam hold? That there's no ani mahapech by these things because they're mitziah, because they're hefker. So you're saying in the case where you would be coined by Dawud Amos, how do you prove
that? No, that's not what I'm saying. My trial was, does Rabbeinu Tam agree to Ramban Svar that akom hapkan achareo, there's no sugya of ani mahapech anymore. It's mutter.
Yeah.
So I would have said that he argues on it because he brings the rai from Peyer. How can he bring a rai from Peyer? Peyer is akom hapkan achareo. Zotach Sam Sofer that pay is out because pay the Ramban held pay is not considered a kol ma'apkin. Because once the guy gets within the Dawud Amis, everyone al pidin has to fall away, right?
But if everyone has to fall away, then and the Ramban still then Rabbeinu Tam still holds that when he gets within Dawud Amis, you can still jump in front of him and grab it.
Well, that's right. So he says because he wasn't really koinah, because since he was not full away, so his Dawud Amis didn't work.
Dawud Amos, everyone else has to back off, but since he wasn't actually Conan, it someone else
right.
can step in.
Right. And that's what some sages says. He called it in Simon Ayin Test in the very beginning. That's the explanation of the time. So I just want to establish this point. I want to establish that everyone agrees to this forum that when you have a Kol Ma'apkin Acharei, there's no Shai of on the Ma'apkin. That's the only thing I want to establish. Okay, done. So now let's move on to the next Shai. I just wanted to use this as Agdama. Because now let's move on to the child that everyone was discussing and go straight into what everyone was talking about right now. We'll start off with a story and then we'll go into the need. So Rachel was going shopping inside in a grocery store. She had her shopping list and she's going through the aisles on the phone. She's on the phone with her daughter. She's shopping and she's going through her list, picking up the different items inside the store and putting them into her wagon. And she's talking to her daughter on the phone. Okay, should we buy this? Should we buy that? And the other her daughter was in a different store. So basically, they're both going shopping with a phone. And wherever the price is cheaper, so the other one puts it in their wagon. And that's how they're going shopping. Now, so it came to us some point, and it was a specific item. And so she asked the daughter, am I buying this over here? Well, the daughter, whatever, wasn't in that. Oh, yeah, okay, you can buy it. Now, someone passing by told her, she said, one second, that item is in sale. You didn't see in the voice select, you didn't see that this store, whatever, Kosher Village has it on sale. You get it over there. So why don't buy it? It's on sale. Okay, fine. So she takes it out of her wagon, puts it back. Now, there was someone else over there standing there on the side. And she says to that lady, one second, I don't know if you're allowed to do that. She put this item in her wagon, so she was willing to buy it. And now you're causing the store owner a loss by telling her that in a different store, it's cheaper. So you might be, she says, I once heard that it's a problem. She said, I once heard that if you hear someone going to, she said like this, she said, I once heard that if you hear someone saying they're going to buy a suit in his place, you're not allowed to tell the person why you're buying the suit in his place. You can go to Hatbox, it's cheaper. You're not allowed to tell them to a person because he made up his mind, he's going to his place already. If you're going to tell the person that you can get it cheaper in the Hatbox, so you're a Mahapech Bacharor. So this was the story. Now, the lady went home and asked her husband. She said, is it true such a thing that you're not allowed to tell somebody in a store that there's a different item cheaper somewhere else? So her husband said, yes, I think I heard something like that. Said, I think from what I remember learning in Yeshiva that there's a Chassam Sofer that says that if you're in a store, you're not allowed to tell a different customer that it's store that price is cheaper somewhere else.
Why?
Those are the mice. That's the story. Now we have to mevar the halachas of the story. Is this all true or not? So let's go over step one. Step one. Oni mahapich b'charora by stores. Is there oni mahapich b'charora by stores? If there would be oni mahapich b'charora by stores, it would mean like to say like this. Then when a person opens up a store, that means that they're saying there'd be mahapich in all the customers, right? There could be mahapich in all the customers of the whole town. And now the shaylos, could someone come and be mevatel that? So we already shtel devek. We just from our dhamma, we already came to a conclusion that there is no oni mahapich b'charora by a store. When a person opens up a store, the Beis Ephraim says clearly, opening up a store is not considered, you're not the mahapich harishon in any of the customers at all whatsoever. There's no such thing. Every single person is being mahapich in every customers that they should go to. So no oni mahapich b'charora. The shayla is, what is
yet? Because of the Rabban's,
yes. Like the Beis Ephraim says.
Why do you even have to come on to this? This lady who's giving these eights to the store is not trying to lull the customer to her, to lure the customer to her. Why is Mechlala a shallow and a mahapach? What does it have to do with anything?
So the Marshal in Chuvis talks about what you just said, and he said that a person that takes away a customer from a store is even worse than the guy taking it for himself. Because if you take it for yourself, so show him, at least you're getting it for yourself. But if you move out to a customer from a different store, even a bigger rush.
Why don't you have a mitzvah to help your friend and tell him where you can get it for cheap?
Okay, right. So now you have a mitzvah to help two people. There's a store. They're both Yidden. So who do you decide? So Bishlem Yekoriv. So some Achroin Taki say there's something called Misarach HaTisalim. So Akoriv Yitaki can tell.
But why is that a factor? Why is Mbsarach al Tisalim a factor? If it's Usser, then Mbsarach al Tisalim is not Makar Isser.
It's true. That could be, but you don't have the Ein of Nechaytiv Leiloi over there. It could be that some would say such a Svaru of, I'm not saying that it's Halacha, but I saw in a few Svarim that say that if it's a Korev, there's room to be made lots of Mbsarach al Tisalim. But let's first see if the shayla exists. Let us see if the shayla exists first. But then I will get to this. But let's first see if the shayla exists. So okay. So that means like this. So it comes out when someone opens up a store and he has a beautiful store with all types of items over there. We don't say that he's considered the mahapach harishon on any customers. That we shall debate. What is the shayla? The shayla is like this. The shayla is, do we have the din of dogim yovi siyara? Gemara says, Gemara wanted to bring a riot to Rav Huna. that is also to open up a reichel next to your friend's reich. The Gemara was mad. The Gemara said that there's no raya from there because Shani dog him the obvious here. What is dog him the obvious here? I mean, so Rashi's trad is Rashi learns is that there was a big dog gadol, right? That was hiding in the court. This guy figured out where this big festa fish is, very geschmacka fish, or some tuna, some salmon, I don't know what, some good geschmacka fish that Bimis finds himself from. And he knows where his score is, and it's very easy. He puts in some, he knows to put the trap right in front of this guy's hole, put in the food, and comes the fish and gets caught. That's the Gemara's teretz, is that Shani dog with the obviously arrow. That's how Rashi means. So Chacham Sofer explains Rashi. What does Rashi mean? What's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying is that the Isra over here is that even though Takum Biurlum this Yitaki don't have, you'll have to put a reichel by next to a different reichel. Even if we're both fishermen. We're both our business, both of our businesses, we're fishermen. We're trying to get fish. We're trying to sell fish. So you could person's allowed to open up another fishing store next to the other fishing store. That's not the issue. Over here it's gonna be awesome stuff to Gemara because since this guy was Makir, where that fish is, and he knows he's able to get it. He's betuach boy. He's betuach that he's going to get that. If not for that, his friend came and put another betsuda to take it away from him. So the Kiyai Gav, the Gemara says, it's kiwu shua. That's considered his. And what's the reason? Is because he's betuach boy that he's going to get. That's Pirush Rashi. That's Rashi Pshat in the Dog and the Yavisiyam. Zoktich Sam Seifer, according to Rashi, it should come out that if a person's in his store, and he comes to pisak domim with the moicher, or in today's days where you don't have to have really much pisak domim, there's prices on everything on the shelves. You know yourself what's going on over there, right? You know what the prices are. And you know when you get the register, the guy's not taking it away from you. So if so, if a guy sees something with a price, he knows what it is, he puts it in his wagon, he wants to buy it. So the Chacham Sofer says, if a person comes with a piece of domim on moicher, so according to Rashi, Shani Dog and Yavis, it should be usher to be Mavat to take away the Mecca from the Moicher. And the reason is because it's key what's already belongs to the Moicher. It's key with Shaloi. As I stated, Shuvas, Sam Seifer, Simonite test, according to Das Rashi.
What's key with Shaloi? It's customers key with Shaloi. Like he owns the customer, like the sale.
So the Sam Seifer doesn't explain at all. He doesn't explain what he means. And well, I'm assuming. Well, I mean, it's hard. Of course, he can't say the customer is his. He can't say the money's his either. This entire thing is some over the Takanos Chachamim to view the you know this sale. I would say that the sale is his. I would say like the sale is his. He's betuach on this sale and he's full rights to this sale. It's hard to say that the money.
Wait. So first of all, we never found any ameaper becharara by the sellers, only by the buyers.
No,
that should already differentiate, like, should say that. So it's a big
deal. You had by buyers also. You had by sellers also. Both ways, yeah. By Toys, by Melamed. By Melamed, when Toys discussed both ways. If could a Balabos take away a Melamed from someone, and could the Melamed take away the Balabos from someone?
Isn't that
Israel and
Mehapeh?
Right. Oh, but right. You just said right. But here we're struggling. Yeah. We're not discussing.
But what about the in the store? Anyways, is not. That's not called pisuk damim. There's a ton of people that just put something into their cart and then they take it away. There's even you know some people say they should always take one little thing away. Weisnicht. So.
Okay. Fine. So I agree with you. I agree with you that pisuk damim should not take place at least until you get to the register. Okay. I agree with that, Svar. That piece of gum shouldn't take place until you reach the register. Okay, Mustaber. But what happens when you reach the register? Is there a shy of only map of Karor? I'm sorry, of a dog in Yoav Sira, not only map of Karor. Dog in Yoav Sira. Dog in Yoav Sira is a very much worse, like we're saying, it's much worse than only map of Karor. Not only is it Nikra Rosha, but the halach of dog in Yoav Sira, the way the Gemara comes out, is that Bezdin's ma'akim. Bezdin will stop the person from putting his mitzuda next to the other person's, next to the other person's mitzuda. So Shiny Dog with Yoav Sira is much stronger. It's the next level of Animat B'Karor and Bezdin's ma'akim. So Zok Techsam Sefer, according to Rashi, if a guy's in a store and he's bogged a piece of dom, so the halacha is that the Bezdin will be ma'akim. And that's this Chum Sofer, famous Chum Sofer. Everybody knows. The whole world walks around with this Chum Sofer. And that's this Chum Sofer that the guy was saying, oh, the Shaila is that Loch like Chum Sofer? And the Shaila is, did the Chum Sofer even say what he said? If you look into the Tshuva, you'll see that he says. But the question is, let's see if he really, if he means the Loch. So
before that, there's a major chilik. In other words, by Dugim, it's my business versus your business. Over here, I realize that you want a deal, and you're chisarin idiot. And if you would have known that there's a deal in another store, you never would have taken this thing. So I'm filling you in. I'm not even the other owner. It's not like I'm coming and advertising in the store.
Well, but it's
not. Awesome. First of all, it's not even true. It's because Samona. Let's say you would be at the counter. Let's say you'd be at the counter. You made up with the moicher to buy it. You know that you can check in the papers to see if the sales in every store. You're masking. When you go into a store, that would be Mechus Saman at the back end.
It's not Mechus Saman. That's not, no. There's yeah. Listen, in the towns that I've lived in, there's no paper. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no paper. You have no idea what sales are flying.
Well, you know that you could.
The point is that
even if there's no paper.
How can you compare another Dayag who's competing business-wise with an innocent bystander is saying, by the way, if you go to the other store, comparison? What is the comparison in terms of business competition? To the extent that Rabbeinu Meir says it's only an issue of Pesach Lefiyus, right? So that means it's a business competition. That's what it is. It's not me telling somebody else when I don't stand to be Marviach from this.
Okay, so we're going. I'm going down Rashi. We're going to get Shem to the different cheetahs to go and each cheetah by itself. We're going down Rashi. Shani doesn't be obviously. Rashi doesn't talk about anything that's nosfakach yet. We're talking about. Let's say you want. You're arguing specifically because one is umnis and one's not umnis. And if it would be umnis, you would agree. Let's say go like that. If it would be a moicher, another guy would say, "Why do you get in my store?" You would agree. Then you hold it would be a problem.
Sure.
So you're arguing on a very specific thing. You want to say because it's not.
I'm asking a very specific thing on this case.
Okay. Okay. But so let's go. I want to go. So let's say it was, I'll go in a case where, let's say, it was another businessman, okay? Let's go over there. So Chazak Tachim Seif, it's us, okay? Well, what are you saying?
About the fact that by the dog, he's going for a specific dog. This maker put it there for 1,000 customers, and there are 1,000 customers. It's probably going to be bought in 5 minutes anyway. He's going after every customer that he can get.
He's going after every customer he could get. He wants to get every customer. The Rashi also, if any dog that he could get, he wants to get. Whatever he can get, he's going after
the same item someone else is going to buy. I'll be right. It's going to be bought in 5 minutes.
What about the items? Not the sale.
He will. He only has 5 minutes.
Because he's going to lose another sale. It doesn't matter about the item. He's going to lose a sale.
There's no grocery store that sells every single product in their store.
Yeah.
If I don't see the chicken, I'll buy the meat.
We'll buy more sooner and sell more. We'll get a real.
But we saw Shita that says that if actually the Bar Mevoa, the second guy, is giving a better price, the guy from the other city, we do let him come in. Because the benefit of the customers is taken into account. So that you're allowed to benefit the customer.
No. You're going to a new thing. You're going to the guy like open up a store in a case where it would be a problem of Yerul Omnes Chaveroi. So the Gemara says that if he's going to do a benefit for the whole Tzibur by lowering the prices to a certain extent, we're going to learn those figures later, then there's no Isra of That's not what I'm discussing now. That's talking about is a guy allowed to open a store in a case where usually it'd be usur, but he doesn't pay karg in this city. Is he allowed to open up a store and in order that it should benefit the rest of the community because they get cheaper prices? That's what you saw. That's in the sugya that we're gonna get to later. Bezer Shem. That's Sivzai. We're gonna get there. Okay, so that's the shayla. Is there? Okay, so this is the chsam sage. Now. I want to ask Bosch the question. The Chsam Sofer, how could this be? How could there be such a thing? What's the Chsam Sofer saying? Chsam Sofer is saying that if a person comes with a piece of gomim, so it comes out that now the moiches, but now the this guy, let's go by the dog. Chsam Sofer came by the moich. So if he comes with a piece of gomim, so now the guy is batuach, right? He sees he has a customer. The guy came to the front of the register. They were green on the Mekach. He feels very comfortable. He's betuach. The Chassam Sofer wants to say he's just as betuach as the fisherman when he knows that he's makir the chur and he knows he's going to get that dog. So first of all, like what you asked, Yaakov, you asked that here. What here we're dealing with them dogim gan lo seichel, and here we're dealing with bnei odom. Bnei odom can change their mind anytime, and he switch their mind anytime. So the truth is that first of all, the Avni Nezer says like this. Avni Nezer says in Choshpuch Simcha of Daud says Mafurish, he reads Zois that it's not shaykh to have on customers dogim yavi siyaro according to Rashi. Imam is discussing Rashi, and in Rashi says he can't have dogim yavi siyaro because customers are bnei das, and no when you buy you don't have their money because their money is mitzvah tolling their das, and their das can be nishtana. So therefore, you cannot have dogim yavi siyaro on any customers. That's what the Avni Nezer says. Cool. He does not bring down the Chassam Sofer, but he says it on his own. The question I want to see if there's even such a Chassam Sofer, and they, I don't want to ask you like this. The Chassam Sofer is saying that because he's bogged the piece of gum, so now he's batuah, right? He's batuah in this customer, so now it should be like dog in the Yavi Sierra. That's what Chassam Sofer says. So let me ask you: if that's true, then every single Ani Mapech Bacharorim should be a problem of dog in the Yavi Sierra. Because every Ani Mapech Bacharorim we paskin, there's no Isser unless it's bogged the piece of gum, right? If there's no but the piece of gum, like we had, there are more passes like the Mordechai that brings the Maran Bar Baruch. Then, unless if there's no dogim, if there's no piece of gum, so there's no even issa on him after Bacharorim. Now, the Chassam Sofer is saying that when a person reaches the level of piece of gum, then the Moichu or the Lekech are betuach in each other, so then that should be dogim Yavi Sira. So, what? So we know Ani Mapech Bacharorim is a Nikra Rasha, but Avad the Bezdin is not Moitzi, Bezdin doesn't even stop the guy. Maybe they call him. They call him, and the machris and shul that he's a Russian. But Bezin doesn't get involved and stop the other person. And Dogim Yavi Sira, Gemara says Marchikin. So how could that be true? How could there be? How could some sefer say such a thing? So I really think the truth is that this some sefer is a shitosa. But the some sefer says in a different simin. It's in the Kufil Ches. The some sefer speaks out clearly. That anyone that holds, this is what like Reb Tzvia Englander was asking before. I don't know where he is now, but he was saying before that the din, if you hold that is a Ani Mapech Bacharorim by like Rashi, Shittas Rashi and Ramban Rishayim that hold that there's an Issa Ani Mapech Bacharorim even by Metzio and Hefker, then there's no in Pisak Domin. The whole discussion of Pisak Domin, the Chassam Sofer says, is only if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that holds that Metziah Efker is all completely mutter. No matter how hard the guy tried to get that Metziah Efker, no matter how hard he was mapping it, it's mutter. It's mutter. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Rashi holds Metziah Efker is an Issa on the map of Charor. He holds as an Issa. Zoktech some Sfekter some Sefer. Where's the piece of Domin? Where's the piece of Domin that, where's the piece of Domin by Metziah Efker? So what's he asking there? What's he saying? What do you mean, where's the piece of Domin? You don't need piece of Domin. I ran after. You didn't see me running and running and running. So why is my running not something? Teretz says, your running doesn't give you any betochen. You can't have any betochen from your running. When you come to Haskama, when you have a piece of domin, then you have a understanding. So you have a piece of, and that gives the person, he feels that he's going to get what he's getting through the piece of domin. So then, that's where Rabbeinu Tam holds. That's where the Mordechai, Maran Bar Baruch holds. That the whole Issa on Machmara only starts by Pisa Domin. Okay, now, but Lamaisel, according to Rashi's Zoktan Zom Sefer, Rashi and Rabbim hold that the Issa on Machmara is by Metziah Efker, so there's no one in a Pisa Domin. So it comes out that according to them, any on Machmara that's Nikra Rosho is even before Pisa Domin. According to Das Rashi holds all over. That any Ani Mapech Bacharorim is Nikrosh even before Pisa Domin, way before Pisa Domin. Once he's going after it, we see really whatever he's really going after it, whatever he's trying after it, even if they don't get the Pisa Domin, Zoktach Sam Sefer, according to Rashi, is Ani Mapech Bacharorim. So then, according to Rashi, now by Dogim Yavi Siro, so now you could say that when there's a Pisa Domin, that's another step. That's another step. So that's Osir. That's when it's going to be Osir and will be even be Marchikim.
I don't think we were learning yesterday and we thought that really Pisuk Damim is only a technicality because of Takanas HaMoichrim, that we didn't want to remove competition, but which means that even Rabbeinu Tam, would he have held of Rashi that it would apply by Metziah, holds that really Mahapech is much less than Pisuk Damim, but because we don't want to stifle competition, so for buying and selling, we raise the bar to
Pisuk Damim.
But if you say that, then there's no...
You're right. The Chassam Sefer doesn't agree to that. Many, right. It's 100%, though. No, what do you call it? That's definitely the pashas of the Malchah, and that's before many other achrayim, that's the reason for Pisuk Damim, it's Takana Samaycha. It's only Takana Samaycha in order the Malchah should be able to get a price, otherwise one guy gives a price, he's gone. And then if you go with that reasoning, then it's not shaked. So some cipher. The Chassam Sefer is not going like that. It's true. The Chassam Sefer argues that he understands that the thing in a piece of gum is not because of that reason. And according to him, the reason piece of gum is sort of more to get more of a reliability on the chayfets. Even though the Maritz says the opposite for from this, because when you deal with Bnei Odom, you have less of a reliability. But it sounds like Chassam Sefer he holds that okay, it's more of a reliability. And therefore, he makes this machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And so that's why what I'm saying is this whole Chassam Sefer, I think it's a major mistake that I'm saying, Lenny is Daiti, that people have in the world. They say over the Chassam Sefer that says there's an issa to go into a store. And they say over this Chassam Sefer, the Chassam Sefer is going in Shittas Rashi. And in Shittas Rashi, in Rashi's world, in the Chassam Sefer's world of Rashi, Rashi holds only Mach B'charor is before Pisek Domim. So then when you come to Pisek Domim, so that's the next level. That's Dogim Yavi Sierra. That's where he holds the Chayich that the halacha is marchik and Bezim would even be marsik. But Avad al halacha, the Chassam Sefer never meant to say it. Because the Chassam Sefer himself says we pass it Rabbeinu Tam. And not only that, the Chassam Sefer says he brings that since we pass it Rabbeinu Tam is because we pass it like any piece of gum, like the Mark brought down to the Ramah. So come to Chayis, there's no such Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer doesn't exist. That's what I would think. So I don't, whatever. So now, when we buy in the store, even the people that say that it's also, if you look at many Heintikas forum, they quote the Chassam Sefer and they pass the Halacha Lamaisa as us to tell anybody in the store. And I would just add, like what, like I forget someone was saying it, that it's only until you get to the register. But that's for sure, but you could take in and out of the cart. I mean, that we know, right? People call back and forth. Yeah, should I buy it? And I buy it. You can call up your wife, or you just find out if you get the price, not the price. And many times people will change their mind. So that's for sure that there shouldn't be any issue of even piece of gum. I wouldn't call a piece of gum until much later, until you manage to get to the register. But that you'll find, and in many antiques forum, they quote this some cipher that it's also to be moitzi a customer from a store. And they add this marshal that even if you're not taking it for yourself, even a bigger Russian. And that's how they bring this down. Now, even according to them, I would say it's poshut. There's another, I would say, if you hear someone like what this person was saying, that, you know, you hear someone say, I'm going to this and this suit store. So you're not going to tell the guy that he could get it cheaper somewhere else. That's for sure 100% mutter. There's no tzad to say that it's also. There's no, even if you hold it to some safer, even if you hold it to some safer, say what it said, la'alocha, and with shittas rashi, there's no way to say that any moicher is betuach. Again, we're not dining with Onim Ha'apach Charor. Because Onim Ha'apach Charor, we already showed the vex that everyone's ma'apach. Every store is ma'apach and every customer in the world. Just we're discussing Dogim Yoav Yisiro. Dogim Yoav Yisiro needs that the moicher should be betuach, according to Chassam Sefer. I can't imagine anyone will say that any moicher is betuach and any guy walking out of the street saying, I'm going to buy something in their store. How can you say the moicher is betuach in that? So to say outside a store to tell anybody what you want, for sure, I can't imagine anybody would say that it's us. That's that. Now let's go.
Well, what does President Meshar Lamaisa do? How did they go, Lamaisa?
If I don't know if someone asks this child, I don't know whoever answers. Whoever hold, I don't know. Everyone holds whatever they hold. I don't know. So I mean, you think it's possible?
I'll give you your phone number.
You said they don't hold their Chassam Sefer, even if he meant it, but we wouldn't.
No, I'm saying, I don't know, many, no, I'm saying you'll find there many kitsurim, and there's like kitsurim aloch, and on the map, they bring the Chassam Sefer aloch.
Oh, they do bring him. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I said they bring him.
So yeah, they do.
You're saying it's a mistake.
To me, it seems like a mistake. I think it's partial. He's going in Shittas Rashi. It's Rishitosoi that goes, because I'm saying, besides for this, Vorib Yaakov was asking with Avdi Nezer, okay, you can have Machoik, Avdi Nezer, and Chassam Sefer, no problem. But I'm saying, I was asking you that every only Marori has a piece of domain. So every single case should have a Batuach. It should be Batuach. Every single case should be Dogim Yavi Sira. And that's impossible. Elamai, that he's only going in Rashi, that holds only Mapech Charor is way before Pisek Dom. There's not no Pisek Dom. You don't need Pisek Dom. In Rashi Shita, you could have this musig of that when you come to Pisek Dom, it's Shayach Dogim Yavi Siru. But now Lalocha, we don't go like Rashi. Once we're on the topic of stores, let's talk about another very common Shaila. Are you allowed to sell a gift card to somebody that's in a store? You guys and the customers in a store, and this happens, this is very, very common. You have a store credit or a gift card, and you go into a store and you see someone say, do me a favor, can buy off my, I don't want to buy in this store, I return something, and now I have a credit or I have a gift card someone gave me. Can you please take this gift card and you'll use it at the register and buy that gift card off me and give me the cash. Thank you. Mutter awesome. So again, you'll find that a lot of Kitzurim, they'll say it's us. And the reason why they'll say it's us is because, again, for the same reason, they apply to some cipher and they say, listen, this guy's got a customer. The customer is here in the store. He's buying something without a gift card. You a gift card, you're already a customer. You're a store credit, you're already a customer. The Moich already has you behind his back. You already have the gift card. Now you come in and he has a fresh customer that's going to buy in the store. What right do you have to go ahead and give him a gift card and now have one less customer? So you'll find many that hold that it's awesome. I did see,
How could that be? Let's say I find somebody else, I want to give you a gift, and I give him a gift of my gift cards as a total matana.
That's the shogun. What's the problem?
Why?
With that?
But now he's not going to get the cash. He was going to get the cash in the store. The issue is that I'm selling him the gift card and I couldn't give it to him as
no,
a gift.
No,
I find my friend, it's his birthday. I say, wow, I want to give you $25.
Okay. Well, and Hanami, you want to give the guy the gift in the store, then okay, then they also. If you know, that's very uncommon for a guy to walk over to someone. I'm saying that's why I didn't talk about such a case. Now, we're talking about usually where the common shayla law, this happens every single day. This happens all the time. People walk into a store and they try to sell their store credit or the gift cards to other people. All the time this happens. In your case,
what I'm saying is like this.
I know what you say. Someone you want to give a friend a matana? I'm allowed to give you a matana. You're asking, am I allowed to give matana in the store?
Even if he's in the store.
Right. So that would be the shayla. Could I give him matana in the store? That may also be a question.
I know a person that the store owner actually owed him money, and the way he paid him, it was a chayv, and the guy was masking him. He paid him with gift cards. There, I guess his das was that he's gonna go sell it. He understood.
He usually you make money off the gift cards because they don't
is a real question that and make it more practical that you're not going to give him a gift in the store, but you see him buying, you say, oh, I have an extra one of those. You can have mine.
Right. That would be the same.
For a sale. Are you allowed to?
Well, okay, so that already you'll find Svarim that say that if you want to do a chesed for somebody, okay, we'll have to get to that. It's going to have to be a top of the afternoon. Bezer Shem will get to that. You want to say if I'm doing the guy chesed, push the chesed.
But it's someone else's cheshbon. Yeah.
Right.
And he was okay.
That's gonna be all right. Okay, that we're gonna have to get to that separately. So let's say. So is this a shy or not? This gift card, is it a problem to do this to sell the gift card in the store? So again, so like I told you, you'll find many that say that. Travels that Naftali Nussbaum held is not a problem, and even he goes also even if you go to some cipher, yelled it's not a problem, and the reason is because he says this guy he's betuach, what's he betuach in? He's only betuach that he's going to make a sale. How he's going to make the sale? That much of betochen he can't have. In other words, who knows? Doesn't know what's in the guy's pocket. He knows he's betuach in the sale, that the sale will take place. More than the etzem sale, the fact that the sale will end up taking place with a gift card, and because of that much is not betuach. Okay, I don't know. That's the spot that he wants to say. I, again, I by me the whole thing is a pella, so I don't feel responsible to to whatever. For me, the whole thing sounds to be a big chiddush. But if you go with the Chassam Sofer, I'm telling you, you're going to find many that hold that it's awesome, and you'll find many that hold the gift cards also going to be awesome. So I'm not saying halacha ma'isa. I don't know halacha ma'isa. I don't know. Don't be mavaya themselves what the halacha ma'isa is. But I just wanted to discuss the shayos, which is a very, very, very common shayot. Okay, next shayot. Now we're going to get more into the other rishonim. Let's get more into the other rishonim. Dog and Yavi Sierra. So, story like this: the guy, someone made a chol moed event on Pesach. He brought a bunch of kiddie rides, petting zoo and kiddie rides, and a lot of foods and snacks to drink for that thing. Not Robert's Carnival, well, a small place to make a. We get to Robert's Carnival soon. This small thing, his own business. Rides, little rides to make money. Comes along somebody over there, and he decided, why not? I also make a buck off here. And he comes and he brought his own snacks. He brought Laffy Taffys and different things. He brought different things to sell. So the other guy told him, hey, what are you doing? This is my, this is my business here. I brought everyone here, Chol Moed, the rides, the petting zoo, the snacks, the drinks. This is my business. Comes along you here, you start selling right over here. Out. Leave.
What was he selling, the second person?
He was selling snacks also. Different snacks. I don't know. Instead of a Gatorade, snap. Mice's taking away business. So you told him goodbye. He tried, sent him away. And it wasn't easy. And he took away customers. Because the shaila is, does he have a right to be tevei him? Did he have a right to send him away? Number one. Does he have a right to tevei his profits? I'll give you all your money, but the profits are mine. These were my customers. Is there any such sad that the guy could say?
Wait, then who's being said? The guy who got kicked away is being tovea that I should.
No, the other one. No. The one that made the whole thing there. He's being tovea, the other guy. He took away my business.
Whatever he sold until I kicked him out.
Right.
This is a standard case of fish bait.
Yep. Right. So now who are we going to apply over here? We're going to apply Rabbeinu Meir, right? Rabbeinu Meir of the Rabbeinu Tam. He learns, even though there's no mahapik, again, there's no issa ani mahapik charor over here. You can't have ani mahapik charor because every guy is mahapik and all customers of the world. You could open up whatever you want. You could open up whatever you want, a business, whatever you want. There's no problem with ani mahapik charor. So that's not the child. The child is there a problem of dog and yavi sira? So we're for sure not having Rashi. Rashi's not the gay here. No dog and yavi sira with Rashi. But are we going to have?
Why not?
Why is it not? Because he's not even in the store. Here, at least the guy's by the register. He's a gummy. Here, there's nothing. We have no idea what would have happened. There's no way to track down if a guy was going to buy, went from him, went to there. So who could we apply here? So the chayyur we can apply Rabbeinu Meir of Shul Rabbeinu Tam. What's Rabbeinu Meir of Shul Rabbeinu Tam's chat? He says is that the guy took a dog mace and he stuck it inside the cage, and now he attracts all the other fish. So what's chat in Tosfos? So Marsho's Masber, why did Tosfos bring this Rabbeinu Meir? He came brought it to answer a question on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam held that of that half mitziv afkas motor. So for Tosfos, yeah, mitziv afkas motor. So then why is Marchikim Mitzudas Dog Min HaDog? It's Hefker. So Taisa says, of course it's Hefker. But Lamaisa over here, it's not Hefker. Why? Because Zok Rabbeinu Meir of Shabbeinu Tam is because here he put the dog mace inside the trap and he attracted all the fish. So how is that a teretz? So the Marsha explains, the reason why it's a teretz is because this Hefker is not like a regular Hefker. This is not a regular hefker. A regular hefker is a regular hefker. Everything's hefker. Here, I brought this hefker. I created this hefker. It's true that it's hefker, but I have a much bigger connection to this hefker than you. Because if not for me, this hefker wouldn't be here. I am the one that formed this hefker. So therefore, I have much more of a shaykhs to this hefker. And therefore, even Rabbeinu Tam will agree, such a type of hefker is awesome. That's how the Marsha explains. So not the pshat that it becomes his, not because Shani Dogam Yov is here, like they're like some surface learning in Rashi, that's Betuach, it becomes his. The way the Marshal explains is that it's just no longer Hefker. It's not Hefker. Because Hefker is something that everyone has called Shovenboy. Here, we're not a called Shovenboy because I brought this Hefker. Okay,
so
very nice.
Are we in the world of Ani Mahapach now that we... So now we're in the world of Ani Mahapach?
For a minute, because I'm going to get... For a minute, because Rabbeinu Tam, because Tois has the Kashrut Rabbeinu Tam from this Gemara. So in this case, right, so... That he asked, the chayyut should be a problem. I mean, it should be, it's hefker. So zokt the Rabbeinu Tam, this is not hefker. Now, the way the Marshal is explaining it, it's just, it's, you can't call it the regular hefker. It's hefker, it's not the regular hefker. But now we're going to get to the next one. Good, for fun. It's not hefker, but the Gemaiso, the Gemara says, as the din of Marchikin. Marchikin is that you stop the guy. As the din of Marchikin, it's much more than Oli Mapech. You actually stop him. Marchikin, it's a dog, man, a dog. It's not just that he's Nikar Roshan. So why are we Marchikin? It's just, so let it not be Hefker. Let's say Rabbeinu Tam will bring this type of Hefker because he created the Hefker. But why Marchikim? So and this comes along the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is Mazber Tu Pshat. And his Mazber, Pshat number one is that this is not just a Stam Hefker. Not just like the way the Marshal explained that it's not a regular Hefker. I've more shaykhs with this Hefker. Rather, it's more doimet to only Amenapech Barosh HaZayis. We hear, I actually created this hefker, not stam that. So what's the difference if you created or you didn't create it? That's almost like the Marshal is saying, that it's still hefker. What's the difference in the hefker? So you brought the hefker, so what? So the Marshal, the Chasam Sofer explains, is that there's a problem, is that it's not right that someone else should eat someone else's work. It's not right that you should eat my work. My work, this is my work. I brought these dog in here. That's my work. I brought it here. If I brought it here, it's the wrong thing that someone else should eat someone else's work. That's the problem. That's a svar by itself. So not only is it not a regular hefker, but the problem here is much more, is that you're going to eat someone else's work. You can't eat someone else's work. And that's similar to Ani Amenach.
That's already Rashi and not Rabbeinu Tam, because then you should say by hefker, the Ani was me'apech. He kept on looking out for this guy to give him whatever. So that's his work already.
No. Like that he's looking for hefker. He didn't create a hefker. That's not his work. He's been mahapachin in hefker.
Creating hefker is one thing and working is different. If it's a matter of, I should not benefit from your work. Like in, remember the case of the lady who got somebody to sell and whatever, the house. So you can say, yeah, the lady wouldn't have sold the house if not for me. So it's my work and your benefit.
So that we discussed, we never really got to Oni Amenakif. We have to, that's another topic by itself that we have to discuss. What is Oni Amenakif Rosh HaZayis? There's four different shots in Oni Amenakif Rosh HaZayis, which we all have to get, but you want, when we discussed that, we happen to have said that was not considered your work. Because since anyone was able to do it, it's not considered work. That would never fall into the category of Oni Amenakif Rosh HaZayis. Because anyone could go into that's what they do. Everyone does that. Everyone goes to the homes and they try to sweet talk the goyim to sell their houses at whatever price they could. And everyone does it. It's not the Sushkin Kunz. That's not only my Pacharoy. And it's not considered like he created that the thing in their mind to sell the house. So that would not be it. So every Onim HaPach does not have that. Here, we're talking about the dogim were never here. So Rabbeinu Tam's story is he created now this situation. And it's similar to the din of Oni Amenakif Rosh HaZayis. That's what some Sefer says. That's what he wants to learn Shani Rabbeinu Tam.
So if this Dagim is like the more common, like, I mean, Hamapech right now. That even,
yeah, it's the next level. It's the next level. Not only that, some Sefer grabbed the holds and many other hold that is even like seeing me all do. We're not going to get there yet. That's some Sefer holds now should be seeing me all if you reach the level of Oni Matsuda's dog. Mitzudas dog, dogim yoav yisiro moitzin meyodim. So that's what we have to be. This most of the shilos revolve around dogim yoav yisiro. So let's just quickly. I know it's late already, but let's just quickly see. I'm not going to say the. All right, we'll skip the Chasam Sofer second shot, but let's just go with this shot for a minute. So if we go with this shot, so chayyur, what's coming out is that if you bring here customers. So it should be a problem. I created the situation here. I made this amusement park. I brought this petting zoo. I brought the rides. And now all of this was to make money, and therefore, once all the people are here for the rides, they buy my snacks also. I created this whole entire thing. So all these customers, the Chersh, belong to me, if you go with this of Rabbi Natan. But again, like Rabbi Yaakov Svarer, if you go with the, what do you call it, the Avdi Nezer, you could also say, again, the same thing, that very nice, that's only if you're dealing with fish. You want to say fish, so you brought these fish here, but and the fish are going to stay here. But customers, they may leave. Okay, but it's not as great. The Avdi Nezer Svarer isn't as great as it was before. Because over here, they actually came here. They came here. They came in the store. They also came. They came in the store too. They came here. I mean, whatever. You can play around with it. But even if they came here, who says they're going to buy a snack? They're going to see that there. Whatever. They're not interested in that snack. Of course, the mother. Whatever. See, Chayyim, according to Avdi Nezer, it's mustavik to say it should not be a problem. But according to Chacham Sofer, the Chayyim, as far as time, it would be an issue. And however, halacha ma'isa, of course, we won't be mighty moment on this, because besides for the Avni Nezer, there's also a Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim argues completely on the Chassam Sefer and the Marsha. He brings down the Marsha, he doesn't bring down Chassam Sefer, obviously. He brings down the Marsha, and he says, Adoni Avi Zikni was his grandfather, and he says, Mechilas Foyteros, he's wrong, Tran Taisus. Shannon Toisvis is not like what he's saying. The real teretz of Toisvis is that the Rabbeinu Meir Avishar Rabbeinu Tam's teretz, this is the base of Frank Shannon Toisvis. He says, this at the Marsha and the Chassam Sofer, I'll warn you, that dog and yov that Rabbeinu Meir Avishar Rabbeinu Tam was saying is that by putting that dog mace, you created this situation, you created this hefker, and therefore it's no longer hefker. Not only that, it's even considered that I created, you can't eat my stuff. So if they find that's not Pshat Toisus, Toisus never says such a thing. Toisus is saying, Toisus Teres was, you asked the Kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that Metzia the Efka is Mutter, no problem on the Mach B'Charor. For Toisus, I, from the two, this dogma is also. So Toisus, no, it's not a problem. You know why? Because the last line of that Toisus is, Ba'at Tuchelas came from Mokke Macher. You yourself could go do this somewhere else. Therefore, what's the Teres? When does Rabbeinu Tam say Metzia the Efka is Mutter? That's only if the Metzia of Efka is not anywhere else. But if the Metzia of Efka is somewhere else, just like Mechamemka is somewhere else, right? By Mechamemka, I could say go buy somewhere else. Metzia of Efka is because it's a Metzia. But Dogim is not a Metzia. There's Dogim everywhere. So no, see, even though it's Efka, but that's not the Efka of any time was Matu. But in the time was only a Matu, a Efka, that it's not a Mokemacha. But a Efka that you can find a Mokemacha, so of course you're on the Matu. There's not the base of fire, that's what he means to say. So why did Toisus then have to add that he put in a dog mace? So it could be Sephraim, because if he didn't put in a dog mace, then it would be nothing. Stam to put a trap into the sea, stam to take a trap and put it down, and put a trap in Stam and Batsu, that's gonj. That's mamish nothing. Not a mahapach at all, it's nothing. You want to be even considered a mahapach, so you have to put in a dog mace to attract the fish. Okay, fine, now you're a mahapach. But even though you're a mahapach, But it's still mutter according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's still also according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so if you go to Beis Ephraim, it doesn't exist. There is no such mekor that if you create a crowd or if create a situation where people float here or fish or whatever it is, that those fish are somehow considered ois hefker or somehow considered that they're onim and menakif and they're your fish and they're your stuff and no one's allowed to take it. It doesn't exist. According to Beis Ephraim, there is no such Rabbeinu Meir.
So what's Marsikim? What's the difference? Why Marsikim as opposed to just Ani Mahapech? He's a Russia. Why? What's how does he explain Marsikim that this is different?
Right. So up. Why are they here? So I think the reason is because here it's, you have to come out to Umnos Bekaf also. I think that's the reason. I don't remember. I have to look. I don't remember why he said. I don't remember offhand. But that's true. Here it's going to be Marsikim. Maybe it's because Umnos Bekaf also. Even though Tais doesn't say that here. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason also. I don't know. I have to look again at the tshuva. But the point is that it comes out of massive machlokes achronim. If there does exist such a musig of this thing of that, if you create something, you cannot go ahead and go and take it away from the person. So then this would be totally this machlokes. Okay, so there's a lot more to follow from this, but I guess for now we'll have to stop here. Really, we have to go through the din of Ani Amenakis.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, maybe I'll send. I'll just send an email of all the different shots. Well, I'm an
active.
Never
going to go through cases.
No, you might instead.
No, that's it. We gotta go through cases too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go through cases. Yeah, but just at least. Okay, fine.
Right.
Okay.
What?
Okay, go to.
Where's Yitzi? Where's Yitzi?